we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
An inside job? How dare you? How dare you?
We're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right changed my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Hitting news. Alternative Talk Radio. Get ready, America, for Deadline Live with your host, Jack Blood. Deadline Live is the daily wrap-up for those too busy in the daily grind to discern and dissect the news. While the so-called mainstream media buries the truth, Jack Blood uncovers it, exposing the lies that our trusted government officials do not want us to know. And now, please welcome Jack Blood.
Exposing the truth that your trusted government officials and media controllers do not want you to know about. Welcome to this live original edition of Deadline Live. It is the 24th day of February, 2010. I'm Jack Blood, your narrator, your radio gun, reporting for the next 2 hours. That's right. I am a narrator. Here I try not to take sides on things. I try not to get involved in petty squabbles. I try not to get to a point where I can't focus on what we need to do to fix this republic. Today, unfortunately, I'm going to have to delve into the manure, and I will apologize up front about that. Before I get to all of that, I'll tell you, we have a lot of great headlines at deadlinelive.info, more Al Gore information, more ClimateGate information coming out. The wife of the IRS worker allegedly killed in a plane crash has filed a lawsuit against the widow of Joe Stack. This effectively blocks any release of autopsy results on the IRS revenue agent. That story is up at deadlinelive.info. Big Brother license plate cameras coming. The Mexican government accused of favoring a Sinaloa cartel, arresting only their opponents. That is the government, folks, of Mexico, favoring one drug cartel over the other. They're going to the highest bidder. This could be part of the problem here as we live in a border state. And Chalabi is mouthing off again, saying that the United States is interfering in Iraqi elections, if that's anything new. And we had a lot of Blackwater news as well up at the website, deadlinelive.info. In the second hour of the broadcast today, I do have a guest. It's Melissa Roddy. She has a documentary film out about Afghanistan and Pakistan and, yes, Charlie Wilson. It's called Conflict of Interest. Very informative film series. I may not agree with many of her conclusions, but the information is pretty solid, talking about the airlift of evil, how we, along with Pakistani ISI, flew out all the alleged terrorists that we've supposed to have been chasing here all of these years. So there's some pretty good information there. She will join us in the second hour of the broadcast today. What I'm going to do in the first hour is open up the phone lines and delve into what is a big story here in Texas, unfortunately. Whether Deborah Medina, who's running for governor here as a freedom and liberty candidate, needs to be a 9/11 truther as well. Has she offended you out there, 9/11 truthers? Can you not support freedom candidates if they're not on the exact same page with you, whatever that is, regarding 9/11 truth? Is this a problem? We'll talk about all of that, its motivations, and wherever we go from here. When we come back, stay tuned. Deadline Live.
Hey, Jack Blood here, host of Deadline Live. I wanted to share with you my secret weapon in fighting the New World Order. It's a new product called Enerfood. Enerfood is bar none the best health supplement I've tried, and I've tried them all. With many ingredients like spirulina, chlorella, dulse, kelp, barley grass, alfalfa leaf, beetroot, orange peel, winter cherry root, it really is nothing less than superfood. I couldn't imagine having to shop and prepare all of these ingredients, but now I don't have to. Enerfood's done it for me. A simple scoop of powder every day is all it takes. No fillers, no miracle claims, no magic bullets. Just a real product with real results. Call them today and mention Jack Blood and get a special discount. Get the two-pack special with the coconut oil powder. Call them now, 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Or simply go to Enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, Enerfood.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the Menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to America's Lady of Liberty, Karen Katowski, on American Forum. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 5 to 7 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Doing this show since early 2001, as I've said a few times. Done thousands of shows, interviewed just about everybody in the 9/11 movement and even those who weren't so sympathetic to 9/11. I think long before there were video confrontations going on with the Great We Are Change, we were doing it right here on this program. Not always looking for people to come on this program that agree with us, and sometimes I have to say things that you won't agree with. It all just, you know, the truth a lot of times does depend on your perspective. I understand that, you know, some would argue the truth is the truth is the truth no matter what. But, you know, it's just like the 33-story owl building we have here in Austin, Texas. If you look at it head on, it just looks like an Art Deco building. You don't count the floors. If you look at it, do count the floors and look at it from the corner, it's a giant owl. So, again, it depends on one's perspective. Now, when I began quite some time ago thinking about what we can do here to unseat the Bilderbergs, who had made a deal. You have to understand what's been going on here in Texas all these years. The deal was made to put in Rick Perry as a successor to George Bush by Karl Rove. That was 10 years ago. Since then, Rick Perry has been land-grabbing, forcing vaccinations on little girls. They tried the New Freedom Initiative, which would be the forced testing and drugging of our children here in Texas. We had to fight, and we won those battles. Meanwhile, Rick Perry is running off to Bilderberg meetings. Then a deal is struck behind closed doors that to 2010 that he would step down and give his seat to Kay Bailout Hutchison, another Bilderberger, a member of the Bilderberg Conference and a Council on Foreign Relations member, as well as a long-standing state-hating senator. The deal was made. Bill White was going to step into her chair as senator. These deals were already written down. Something happened, though, on the way to the quid pro quo. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Perry decided that if he was going to ever have a chance to be president or president of vice president, that he was going to have to be a sitting governor. And so he reneged on his deal, and thus the battle was on. We looked high and low for somebody to run against these vampires to get our state back. Because that was our number one priority. Yes, I continued to go on and investigate the issues of 9/11. Yes, we continued to go on and to help get the truth out about what didn't happen on 9/11. No, we didn't take sides with the no-planers, controlled demolition, MIHOP or LIHOP. None of these people agree, and they all hate each other. That's the 9/11 truth movement, and I say that with the greatest sympathy. So about 2 years ago, we began thinking about what we were going to do, and initially we were going to be running Penny Freeman as our people's candidate for governor, and due to personal problems, she wasn't able to take that on. This is a mighty challenge. As I've said in this program before, running for governor in Texas is very similar to running for president of the United States. It's such a big state, it is so hard to get everywhere at once and to campaign all over such a large geographical area. It's almost like running for president. It certainly would be like running for prime minister of many countries who aren't as fortunate, as well off as we still find ourselves, luckily, here in Texas. They haven't spent it all yet. They haven't completely cut our throats yet. When Penny couldn't run, we went through a number of different choices for candidate. People were actually suggesting Chuck Norris be our candidate. No. I love some things about Chuck, but I heard all these suggestions. Finally, we got to Deborah Medina, who was the county chair for the Republican Party, who was part of an effort to infiltrate and take over, change the platform, and turn the Republican Party on its head, which is exactly what the Ron Paul Revolution was all about. I understand it. Maybe it sounds a little sneaky to somebody tuning into this show for the first time. They're out infiltrating. We tried for years third parties. Never got more than 1 or 2% of the vote. Run some amazing candidates like Michael Bednarik, my friend. And we could never get anywhere near it. Finally, as we settled on Deborah Medina, we went forward. That was more than a year ago. Day in, day out, hour by hour, sometimes 24-hour days. And we found ourselves in the exalted position of actually being in the race. Of course, Deborah sealed this with her amazing, outstanding performances at the two debates, where she humiliated and embarrassed both Kay Bailout Hutchison and Rick Perry. And the momentum was ours. This was ours to lose. What would we do at this point to act like libertarians? No offense, but what will we do at this point to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory? Because you knew it was coming. And there's plenty of blame to share. The fact that I'm having this conversation on a national radio program, I guess international if you count everybody around the world listening to us today, is not what I want to do. 1 week before the election. What I wanted to do was to support a freedom candidate against two Bilderberg candidates. What I did not want to do, what I did not want to end up being a pariah for trying to do this, take down these Bilderbergers. So, two for one on that one. You get Medina, you get me too. And there are people. There are people here in Texas that have been trying to put me out for years. One of those people is Alex Jones. Now, I've kept my mouth shut. I have taken the high road every single time. I have never used my show or my website to attack other activists of any kind, whether I disagree with them or not, or whether they have been actively out working to blackball me or not. I kept my head down and kept my work going and tried to be cheerful and positive and inspiring as much as I possibly could while giving you the information that you need to talk to your loved ones, your coworkers, people on the street. To report the news and to break down and decode the news in a way that I didn't feel a lot of people were doing. We still feel that we are a necessary part of the freedom movement. But now I find myself in the unusual position of having to hit back. Because I do not agree with the last 24 to last 48 hours of brutal attacks against Deborah Medina for not answering the question, for agreeing with a neocon and trying to get herself back on message and back on track. Now, if you've not heard of any of this, again, I hate to have to talk about it, but I'm going to spend at least the first part of the show doing it. I'm going to take your calls, 512-879-3805. I'm not asking you to take sides. See, that's not something I do. That's something that people like Alex Jones do. If you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. If you don't do everything I say, if you don't make sure I'm number one, if you don't answer every call, if you don't do everything I say, I'm putting you out. And let me tell you, folks, that's exactly what happened to me 2 years ago at Edna Lane Brown's front yard. When I got a call from my wife, she said one of our friends had been put out of his house. The sheriffs had come, put him out of his house. He had nowhere to live. Now, I don't know what you would do if you got a call like that, but I assume many of you, you big-hearted patriots, would take the person in. Would not turn your nose up to him and shut your door in his face. Now, of course, I'm on the ground in New Hampshire. And I say, yes, by all means. We got you. Which is what I try to do for my friends. I was told by Alex Jones, in no uncertain terms, that I was not allowed to do this because he had a problem with this person who was one of his former employees. And that if I did that, I would be cutting my own throat. Now, this is a guy that for the last few years had called me late at night and talked about how we have to get people that don't agree with him. What we can do behind the scenes to attack people in the liberty movement and take them out because they were causing him due grievance. Because they were somehow tearing down his operation, that he felt threatened by them for some reason. And a lot of times it was just because they didn't follow orders. They didn't worship enough. These are people that go around calling each other Lord all the time. It's real funny. One night I was sitting with Daniel Abramson in my kitchen. You remember Daniel Abramson is no longer in the movement because of what happened here in Austin and in Texas. And Jones didn't know we were together, called us both, tried to play us off against each other. We were sitting at the same table. I mean, this kind of thing would happen over and over and over again. I found myself blackballed in the movement. One day, in 2008, just before another election, when I had spent almost all of my airtime and my expense on a broken leg, by the way, trying to warn people about Barack Obama, I was fired from every single radio station all at once, even though they weren't owned by the same person. Somehow, I was off the radio altogether everywhere in one day. 2 months ago, when as I'm working myself back and getting the show back on the radar here, picked up a great station, KTAE, 5,000-watt station here in Texas. I was on that station approximately 2 weeks before Alex Jones called and threatened the station to either take me off or there was going to be trouble. There was financial remunerations involved. See, I don't want to say all of this. I never wanted to say all of this. But I've finally been pushed too far, because when I have to measure the cult of personality and the cult of celebrity and a multi-million dollar operation against freedom and liberty for Texas, I don't have a problem picking sides if I've been forced to do so. And I should have never been forced to do so. So I understand that a lot of people are very upset with me taking this position. People are going to be really upset when they hear some of the things I'm saying and will say on this broadcast today. What I'm telling you is that what comes from Alex Jones Corp. is not honest. He is not an honest broker. He could care less, really, about Texas, about liberty, about the Republic, about 9/11 truth. All he cares about is controlling. Controlling Austin, which is why every single activist group here has been put down. Controlling Texas, controlling the country, controlling the world. These are the very people that if they ever take over are going to be 10 times worse than the oppressors you have now, because they have no conscience. They don't think about the damage that their actions cause. I've thought very much about what I would say today. I didn't script any of this. I'm going to play some of the clips for you. I want to put this into perspective. I'd like to get your feedback. You can call in and disagree with me. You can call in and tell me I suck. You're never going to listen to this show again. Do whatever you've got to do. For me, beating Kay and Rick, taking out these Bilderbergers, and taking back Texas is more important than this radio show. To me, it's more important than even this radio network. And even though it's not my network, I guess that's easy for me to say. It's more important than your various theories on 9/11 or any other conspiracy. This is the front line of the revolution. And when I hear a alleged patriot broadcaster attacking the work of good people who have spent so much time and effort and capital on trying to get this to happen so that we could be a proper example for the rest of the country, it just turns my stomach. I just get to a point where I can't take it anymore. I can't look the other way, because every time I do, this continues. It continues on and on and on and on. So I don't care if I have to throw myself under the bus with Deborah Medina, then I don't care. Now, the reason I do this is not because I'm a cult follower or I'm loyal no matter what she says. There's some things she says I don't agree with. Obviously, there is never going to be a candidate ever running for any race that I agree with 100%. I could tell you I'm losing my home due to property taxes, so that's a pretty big issue to me. I'm not for the consumption tax. I'm for gay marriage, if that's what you want to do. I personally don't think any of us should you know, ask the state for permission to get married, but there are things I disagree with. I don't particularly like the answers that Deborah Medina gave to Mark Davis in the famous interview that is now being used to lynch the entire patriot movement or freedom movement and the people's candidate here in Texas a week before the election. I don't agree with that either. I know Deborah Medina. She doesn't think you're despicable. I promise you that. She doesn't agree with Mark Davis in the way that was framed. Because if you listen to the interview, and I'm going to play some of it, I guess, here. I don't know. Do we have enough time to do that? You've all heard it a million times, I guess, at this point. If you're listening to this show and you haven't turned it because I'm not talking about the things that are relevant to you, okay. He asked her from the first, This would have been over day one, he said, if you would have just settled this. And he said something about, you know, 9/11 truthers being despicable. And she said she agreed, but I think she agreed that this would have been over from day one if she would have answered the question in the way that would have pleased everybody. This is not a question that can be answered to please everybody. A Republican, let alone any candidate in Texas, has to run for the support of former people that voted for George Bush. You can't come out and say George Bush is a traitor and blew up the World Trade Center towers, if that's even true, and get elected. You can't do it. So not getting a proper response from Deborah Medina, he goes a second time. And this is the whole purpose of this interview, is to split, I talked about this yesterday, to split off her support. Again, something that's never asked of the Barry Obamas of the world, or the Hillary Clintons, or the John McCains of the world. Never. Or the Rick Perrys of this world, for that matter. I'd like a mainstream, clear channel, premier broadcasting, so-called news reporter, interviewer, to ask Rick Perry if he's a birther. Because I think he would be scared to death to answer that question. I'd like them to ask him, would he like to disavow, would he like to relinquish the endorsement or support of Sarah Palin, because she supports a new investigation into 9/11. She's on tape saying that. I'd like someone to ask him. I'd like someone to ask him these questions. Again, they took it to him on secession, but they let him off the hook. Because they went after Deborah Medina to do exactly what they're doing now, and they won. Or they're winning. Because it ain't over yet. It ain't over till it's over, until the fat lady has sung. We'll come back. I'd love to hear what you have to say on this. 512-879-3805. Stay tuned.
Most people would never consider one brand of motor oil making much more difference than another until they try AMSOIL. AMSOIL is the first in synthetics. AMSOIL's top-selling dealer wants to offer you American-made value to support this radio network. Check out SyntheticWarehouse.com and understand how AMSOIL saves you time, money, and increases performance in old and new cars. Give us a call at 800-579-0580 to find out how AMSOIL saves money in your daily commute, truck, or other equipment. Enjoy the added performance. Support this network and add AMSOIL to your life. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 or check out the site. That's SyntheticWarehouse.com. Last year, overall lubricant industry sales dropped 11%, while AMSOIL sales have increased 14%. That's because our products work as advertised. Change your oil once a year and support American Freedom Radio. Go to SyntheticWarehouse.com today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With Point branded slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
Practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
This is Dave Von Kleist.
And Brent Johnson. For a daily dose of news and information, join us for the American Freedom Report.
Weekdays from 11 to 1 Central, right here on the American Freedom Radio Network.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been in your shoes. Thanks for joining us, folks. Deadline Live, I'm Jack Blood. This is AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Put together, because we were chased out of everywhere. I had a pretty popular show. You might remember thousands and thousands of listeners online, dozens of affiliates. And I got in somebody's way. And they made an example out of me, and that is an example that all of you should pay attention to. I was in your shoes, okay? Myself, Danny Romero, that owns this network. For years, I propped up Alex Jones. For years, I had to answer for his behavior. Make excuses for it. Now, I'm not just, a maggot out here. I'm not just somebody that, is online that listens to this stuff. I was inside. I hosted that show, okay? Many of you remember. In fact, I'm going to play a clip here in a second. I hosted the Alex Jones show many, many, many times. In the beginning, what started all of this is that I was hosting a show and some local 9/11 activists had gotten some video of John Kerry talking about 9/11. These were people that got out in front of the state capitol every Saturday with their signs and DVDs. They were tireless activists. I ended up hosting the Alex Jones show that day. The conclusion at Infowars.com was that John Kerry admitted to a controlled demolition. Well, any of you can go back and look at that tape. That's not what happened. We all know that's not what happened. And I couldn't personally endorse that. That's when I got a call in the middle of the commercial break by Mrs. Alex Jones, threatening me, yelling at me, how dare I bite the hand that feeds me, I need to agree with everything on the website. And I said, look, Violet, I don't have time to go read everything on the website, I'm sorry, there are going to probably be things I just don't agree with, I mean, I have my own opinions. He's very upset with me, and I asked, should I just leave the show right now, what should I do? No, finish the show. And it was then that I figured out that they'll say anything to get hits on their website. They don't care. In fact, this whole brouhaha right now with Deborah Medina is probably driving even more people over there. Probably getting record numbers of listeners and record, because people love to see a good fight. Even when their very freedom is at stake. That's what you're betting. So I've been in your shoes. I tried to look the other way. I tried to work within the confines. I was brought in as, the number two guy. I bought into it. I wanted to believe it. I wanted to believe that everything Alex Jones said was good and that his motives were pure. And I'm in the office, I'm watching just truckloads of videos going out the back. Not his videos, other people's. And I watched how they would call up and buy people's videos for nothing. Giving that person absolutely no profit, forcing that person to decide on, well, do they want exposure on the Alex Jones show, and do they want to make 50 cents a video? And here's a lump sum of $5,000 or $10,000, or not? Now, I've never done this. I always have promoted the people that come on this show so they get 100% of the money that they put into their videos as a profit, because I want them to make more films. I want them to be successful. I watched in the office as he was out of town once, and I was covering for him. Again, this is a story I've never even told my friends. And he had some kind of a special where if you bought right now, you would get an autographed copy of a video or something. And they ran out of autographed copies. I watched as some of the office workers signed the videos, Alex Jones. That's right. You got videos with Alex Jones's autograph on it. It's not even his autograph. It was from one of his employees in the office who forged it. So you'd buy it. That is not a person of integrity, folks. And you know, you watch the spin that goes on. The headlines, the spin, the jumping to conclusions. The backtracking on predictions. It's all about me. And you understand what we have understood now for years. The guy's dangerous. He's dangerous to freedom. He's dangerous to any cohesive movement. He's dangerous to anything that doesn't exalt him as the king. So I sympathize with you. I understand that this is confusing for people. What happens is we wake up, we go away from the mainstream media, the newspapers, the talking heads. We go into alternative media. We try to find someone we can trust, and we put our trust in them. And the next thing you know, all we've done is walk up to another camp. Ready to pitch our tents, ready to stay there and defend that camp against all evil, whether right or wrong, whether good or evil, instead of going to the other camps. This is the essence of separation consciousness. Really, folks. These people aren't your friends. These people do not have your best interest at heart. You know, I think about Jimmy Vaughn. I was going to play some Ron Paul clips. I'm going to go to your calls in a second. I was thinking about, you know, people like Jimmy Vaughn, who's friends with Alex Jones, and how he went and played, took his band, the Horton Brothers, and they went and played this event for Deborah Medina down near San Antonio here over the weekend. This was after this Mark Davis interview. Nobody was, other than a few people, nobody was really that upset about it until it became a number one issue, until it became some big issue, some dividing point to which to bring down yet another successful truth American freedom activist in Deborah Medina and all of her supporters and Jimmy Vaughn. What do you think about this, Jimmy? Did you go down there to do that, to have the whole thing blown up right before your face a few days later? What about you, Richard Reeves? You work with Alex Jones. You were there supporting Deborah Medina after the fact. Now you're going to withdraw your support? See, I don't want you to choose. You do whatever you want. You think whatever you want. Giving you my opinion, and I'm sick to death to have to do this on our show. I'm sick of it. I would have loved to have just done a YouTube instead and not polluted my radio show and this station and all of the great affiliates that pick us up, maybe some that even turned us off right now, because I don't want this to be part of the message. I'm scared to death that nothing but only that people that get into this see this hypocrisy and see how things really work behind the scenes with these millionaire patriots and turn off, back into the matrix, full-blown apathy. Nothing will ever be fixed. Nothing will ever work. We're not going to take back Texas. We're not going to take back the country because of all of this division. I'm not in fighting. I'm telling the truth. Truth from my perspective, yes. Truth that has plenty of witnesses, yes. Truth that there are bodies littered behind the ascension of Alex Jones, yes. Will Deborah Medina be another? Because she was set to be not only governor, but potentially a presidential candidate. Oh, no, we can't have her. She's not a 9/11 truther. She's not 9/11 truthy enough for me. I mean, should she get out? And what if she's asked about chemtrails? Oh, anyone that believes in chemtrails is bad. I mean, what is she supposed to say? Because they're not asking the other candidates these questions. Will you, when you go to the ballot box here in Texas on the 2nd of March, write in Alex Jones's name to be governor? I don't have the courage to run for governor or mayor or anything else for that matter. There, I said it. I believe in being bold. I've taken the mantle of what I feel I'm supposed to do, what my role is in all of this, just to be a simple person who gets out and gives you a different perspective, allows you to speak. But I never have that kind of courage to do what Deborah Medina has faced. The death threats, the attacks, the smear jobs. On the one hand, you've got Glenda Beckenridge, who attacks from the anti-9/11 side. Then you've got his seemingly polar opposite in the bizarro world attacking from the other side. And some of you agree. I understand. It was offensive what Mark Davis said. No, Deborah Medina should not have agreed to that. Absolutely not. But she was scared, I'm telling you, to hesitate even a second for the question after what happened on Glenn Beck and how that was used against her. And I didn't see a lot of 9/11 truthers getting her back. Yeah, she took in some money. It wasn't all from 9/11 truthers. She took in about $40,000 after that Glenn Beck interview. Had a lot of support in a way, but when I was going to the 9/11 sites, there weren't, "Oh, thank you, Deborah Medina, for standing up for us. We got you." She was pretty much twisting in the wind all on her own. Whether or not a good amount of the people that work on her campaign are 9/11 truthers, well, I'll let them tell you that. Because, in a sense, this really was actually a 9/11 truth campaign. In many, many ways. Here's Ron Paul at one of the debates, asked the 9/11 question by Carl Cameron, who later came out on film himself and said he has a lot of questions about it being an inside job. Okay, you're playing your role. Here's what Ron Paul said.
Many of your supporters call themselves 9/11 truthers. They believe that the U.S. government was in some way complicit with the 9/11 attacks or covered it up. Are you tonight prepared to either embrace that rhetoric or ask those supporters to abandon it or divorce themselves from your candidacy?
Well, I can't tell people what to do, but I've abandoned those viewpoints. I don't believe that, and that's all. That's the only thing that is important, and so I don't endorse anything they say. But I would like to take an opportunity to talk about the issue that we've been debating here for the last 20 minutes.
Sir, would you ask them to cease that rhetoric? Would you ask them to cease that rhetoric tonight on your behalf?
Well, it doesn't do me any good, so if they care about me, they should. But the only thing I have control over is what I believe and what I say. I can't tell them what to do, so I don't endorse what they say, and I don't believe that. So please, could I participate in the current debate rather than picking this out?
That's right. Let me participate in the debate. No, you've got to answer the 9/11 question. No, don't support me. You're hurting my campaign. You're hurting freedom. No, I absolutely don't agree with that. At the beginning of the campaign, I had the opportunity to interview Dr. Paul as a fill-in host on the Alex Jones show. Here's what happened near the end of the interview. This was before the clip you just heard. Do it now. Let's at least give a couple of callers a chance to talk to you. I know they've all been waiting. Let's see. Do we have John in Texas? John, are you with us?
Yeah, hi, Jack. Hi, Dr. Paul.
Hello.
It's an honor to talk to you. Hey, I would like to plug a website that I know Alex and Jack knows about. It's called voter-smart.org. And I'm using this website to contact all of the members of the 110th Congress, including all the 50 senators. And, Dr. Paul, I sent you a letter today. I'm going to read you one sentence from it. And it says that... I want a complete, impartial, and totally independent investigation on the events of September 11, 2001. I'm tired of this bogus garbage about terrorism. Ask Michael Meacher about how he feels about this bogus war on terrorism. Can you comment on that, please?
Well, that would be nice to have. Unfortunately, we don't have that in place. It'll be a little bit better. with the Democrats now in charge of oversight. But, you know, for top-level policy, there's not a whole lot of difference between the two policies. So a real investigation isn't going to happen. But I think we have to keep pushing for it. And like you and others, we see the investigations that have been done so far is just more or less cover-up and no real explanation of what went on.
Well, and that's what he said. That's what he believes. We need a new investigation. The investigations were a cover-up, and we've got to keep pushing for it. Yet when he was asked the question by Carl Cameron, he backed away from it. Why do you think he did that? Now, I wasn't. There was other instances where he said flat out, "I can't talk about this. This will kill my career. I'll be out of politics." Okay. He was never asked the pointed question in the way that Deborah Medina has, which I think shows that Deborah might be more of a threat than even Ron Paul. I love Ron Paul. I don't agree with a lot of things he says either, but I have supported him and I've continued to support him for many, many, many years since I first interviewed him back in 2002. Help build him up, and I'm not pulling away from that, but what's the difference, you know? Why isn't he being condemned and taken apart? Okay, I am going to take your calls, and it looks like I might have to suspend my guest here so we can get through this today. We'll put it behind us after today and move forward. I hope that you're okay with that. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Looking to save time, money, and fuel in your car while increasing performance? Switch to AMSOIL. AMSOIL's top-selling dealer wants to offer you American-made value to support this radio network. Check out SyntheticWarehouse.com for the latest in AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters. AMSOIL makes driving fun again. Trust the first 100% synthetic motor oil licensed in North America. Since 1972, it remains the only oil backed with a guarantee. Buy your automotive products from SyntheticWarehouse.com today. For motorcycles, AMSOIL is also proven to be the number one top-performing oil available. Cut temperatures, enjoy smooth shifting, longer clutch life, and increase horsepower. 25,000-mile oil change intervals are standard for gas and diesel. Call 800-579-0580. But check out the site at SyntheticWarehouse.com. Double the life of your transmission. Go to SyntheticWarehouse.com today.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio. Give it to them.
Open your mind and bend your paradigms with Jeff Rentz, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Central on American Freedom Radio.
I felt the air rise up in me, real down, clear the stone of limbs. I wander out where you can't see, inside my shell I wait and breathe. I felt the air rise up in me, real down, clear the stone of limbs. I wonder out where
you can't see. All right, well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. Deadline Live, I'm Jack Blood, as always. And this is AmericanFreedomRadio.com and affiliates. Yeah, I've been laying it out there, right, folks? Didn't want to do it. Bit my tongue. Other than the few private conversations I've had, haven't worked to, you know, because I don't want to be the infighter. Always taking the high road. I've had people get on the air and say I've stolen from them and my kid's a bastard. I've had people, you know, charge me with, like, internet stalking and rape or something. I mean, being a sellout, a liar. I mean, just my face just plastered all over the internet for doing nothing but trying to help people. The very people I was trying to help, when it served them, they turned on me. So I know the feeling, man. I understand, you know, being Alex Jones isn't easy. I told him when he would call me in the middle of the night, you know, trying to attack someone, I'm like, why are you thinking about this, man? You're Alex Jones. You don't need to get involved with this. Just let it go off your back, man. But after a while, you get attacked by so many people, you just start getting reactionary. Well, I've tried not to fall into that, folks. Unfortunately, here I am today. I guess this day was coming. Maybe I should have done this from the very beginning, huh? Maybe we wouldn't have some of these problems. I'll go as far as I have to go now because, yeah, the gloves are off. I'm tired of being beat senseless. Everything I do and my fellow freedom fighters in Texas and across this country and around the world are trying to do being torn down by demagogues. I can't take it one more second. Otherwise, the fight's over. I was talking to Maria Heller today. I do a monthly show with her. She's an amazing person. You should all be listening to her at maria.net. But, you know, I didn't want to do this. Going to your calls, I have suspended my guests, so I'm going to hold anyone. Please stay on the line. I'd love to hear from everybody today at 512-879-3805. Every single one of you call in. Let's get it all out in the open. I've got many people on my forum that they're very unhappy with my stance here. Think that I'm somehow colluding with the Medina campaign. Well, in a way, that's true. They're my friends. I'm sticking up for my friends. I should have done this a long time ago. I sat and watched as that gun rally thing went bad and people were censored, taken off the air, chopped up and thrown away, and I didn't say really anything about it, and I should have. I sat and watched as Sully Castile's website in the middle of his court case was taken down by the InfoWars server, where it was unfortunate to end up, because Danny was helping and I was helping Sully. We'd redo the whole thing and put it up at powderburns.info. Yeah, they did that to Sully Castile. What would they do to you? 512-879-3805. I've got a couple of minutes. In this segment, I'm going to take you all when we come back throughout the next hour. Area code 817. You've been holding a long time. I assume this is very important, so thank you. You've got the floor.
What's going on, Jack? I just wanted to call and let you and Danny know y'all are doing a fantastic job and, you know, you don't have anything to worry out here in West Texas. I am a Texan. I did get involved in the 2008 presidential campaign, joined the Republican Party, and I was spent the entire week at the 2008 Texas State Republican Convention and sat with Deborah Medina, listened to her talk at the Fair Convention rally. Alex Jones never showed up during that time. So I don't see what a new investigation on 9/11 has anything to do with Texas politics. I'm sorry. It's not going to affect my family's property tax. It's not going to have anything to do with that. So I just don't see why this has become such a big blown-up issue. So, again, I don't see it affecting me out here in West Texas, but I'm standing up for you and Danny Romero because y'all are doing a fantastic job. Everybody on American Freedom Radio is awesome.
Thank you very much for your support. I appreciate it. All the letters we're getting, by the way, are supportive of what we're saying today. One is Why the infighting? Of course, we're always going to hear that. When you fight back, that's what you hear. When you don't fight back, people call you a wussy. I could say that on the air. Area code 586. You're on the air. Thank you for calling in. 586.
Hi, Jack.
Good.
This has been a long time coming, and it's about time somebody stood up and called out Jones for being the shill that he is. All he's concerned about is making money. It's got nothing to do with any kind of movement whatsoever, except for lining his own pockets.
Well, what I didn't say was that he had an interview the day of the Joe Stack crash. They had to cancel the interview because they were getting mainstream requests. They're trying to get out to the whole state of Texas. They've already been on his show. They were declining interviews. He was calling and harassing some little girl, or one of his people were, at the headquarters, you know, demanding interviews. He was very upset that she was doing interviews on this show. That's right. Really what this is about.
Did you ever notice how he's so scared to mention the word Zionism on his show? Is he afraid the money's going to dry up and blow away if the ADL comes after him?
Well, the ADL has technically been after him, so I don't know if that's an issue or not. All I know is that when I have people on this program and they're talking about Israel and Zionism, we just let them talk. As you heard Tex Mars on the program here a few weeks ago talking about AIPAC, so.
But Tex Mars is censored when he's on Jones' show.
Well, or he because he knows better, he censors himself even. You know, I mean, this is kind of what we get caught up in. You know, we start having to choose our words carefully. We don't want to offend the big poobah. You know, I stopped taking orders, and I was kicked to the curb immediately. Is that what this is about? I thought this was about freedom. No, I guess not.
See ya.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Let's see. I might be able to sneak you in. If I can't, I'll hold you over. Area code 727. I appreciate you calling into Deadline Live. You're on the air.
Hey, I think that's me. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, that's you, Christy.
It's Christy. Yes. Hey, I know it's a fine line when you're bringing up certain truths on your show, but I just want to say you are a class act, and thank you so much for speaking this truth, because it is necessary, and millions of people are being led astray, and I hear the music, so I'll shut up now.
Well, you're more welcome.
I just want to thank you.
You're more than welcome. I'd like you, actually, to hang over for the next segment, and I'll give that to you, and then for the second hour, we'll take more calls at 512-879-3805. Liberty or all praise, Alex Jones, which is... I guess if you're going to choose, there's your choice. Maybe you can't have both. We'll be right back for the second hour. Deadline Live, Jack Blood, right after this.
Tricky, Dicky screwdriver. It's got one part Jack Daniels, two parts purple Kool-Aid, and a jigger of formaldehyde from the jar with Hitler's brain in it. We got smashed in the back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
I want it!
Rents Radio with Jeff Rents. Deadline Live with Jack Blood. The Truth Brigade. Truth Jihad Radio. Liberty Cafe. Weird Radio Russell Dowden. And so much more. American Freedom Radio.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Your narrator, your radio gun reporting, as always, for the next hour. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock Central Time. Our archives are free, and this will be a good one, at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and DeadlineLive.info. The first hour, hitting back, you know, not taking it anymore, hitting back, supporting liberty, and not bullhorns yelling scum at the alleged New World Order. That's where I'm at. I was forced to choose, and I choose liberty. Liberty for myself, liberty for you, liberty for my children. Christy Chkowski is on the line with us. She is the great host of Truth Brigade Radio, which is right here Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Central Time, on the one and only AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Christy, thank you so much for joining us. You have obviously seen these behind-the-scene things going on in this movement for a long time. You were there with us in South Dakota when we were had begun our march to take over and retake Texas. Here we are, here a week before the election, and all of this happens.
Yeah, you know, Jack, I really this is what I have to say, is what you're doing today, like I said, I know it's hard, but it is totally necessary for many reasons. And look, maybe some people are kind of put off, oh, wow, this is the first time I'm hearing these things. And I have to admit, the first time I heard these things, which was a few years ago, it was like, oh, come on, not another hero. You know, it just doesn't feel good to realize that you've been lied to. And ultimately, I had to experience it myself. And you know, I don't really want to go into that. But what you're doing here is speaking truth, truth that is necessary, because ultimately you are preventing other people, other innocent people, from being hurt in this manner. And then, of course, the good news, though, the bright side, there's always a bright side, is that AmericanFreedomRadio.com exists because of some of these little behind-the-scenes maneuvers going on. And I'm very thankful and grateful to be here with you and all the other great hosts on this station. So if we had it to do it over again, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah, I mean, again, this wasn't thank you so much for that, Christy. Listen to Truth Brigade. It's up at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. She does a fantastic job, really knows what she's talking about. See, if this was just about me, I'd kept my mouth shut. Now it's not. Now it's about Texas, and it's about the entire country, and it's about freedom. And I've got to tell you what I know. More of it coming right after this annual your call. Stay with us. Deadline Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here, host of Deadline Live. I wanted to share with you my secret weapon in fighting the new world order. It's a new product called Enerfood. Enerfood is bar none the best health supplement I've tried, and I've tried them all. With many ingredients like spirulina, chlorella, dulse, kelp, barley grass, alfalfa leaf, beetroot, orange peel, winter cherry root, it really is nothing less than superfood. I couldn't imagine having to shop and prepare all of these ingredients, but now I don't have to. Enerfood's done it for me. A simple scoop of powder every day is all it takes. No fillers, no miracle claims, no magic bullets. Just a real product with real results. Call them today and mention Jack Blood and get a special discount. Get the 2-pack special with the coconut oil powder. Call them now, 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Or simply go to enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, enerfood.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
cut. I hate doing this. I want to be the bridge, not the abyss. I understand we can't all be in the same Big Ten all the time, and we're going to have disagreements, and maybe it's just better to get those out in the open. I, in light of everything that's happened, wholeheartedly support Deborah Medina for governor of Texas. Not as the lesser of the weevils or whatever, however this is being framed. I am not going to use this radio program to attack people who are doing something and not just yelling in bullhorns and selling videos and telling you, look at me, look at me. I'm not going to do it. I've had many opportunities, many, including the opportunity I had with Alex Jones, to ride this wave. I could have said, well, I'm a Christian. A lot of people want to hear that. I didn't. I could have not played such radical music. I could have gone along with everything. And certainly, I guess I would be very well off right now. Maybe I'd be making $1 million. But I thought, you know, well, if I'm going to do that, why don't I just go work for freaking Clear Channel? I've said that on the show here recently because that's the point I'm getting to. I will never give up. This is my life. All I care about is liberty and freedom. That's it. I see we got a lot of you calling in with opinions on this. Someone just wrote, Alex Jones is an inside job. I don't know. Sometimes these people are just, they're just useful propagandists, right? What's the motive? Well, I'm trying to figure that out. 512-879-3805. I got a lot to say, but I want to hear from you, and I'll read some of your emails as well. Let's go back to the phones. This is going to be hard. It looks like a coded number, 00000, unknown caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Jack, what's up? It's me, Louie B.
Hey, Louie, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm glad you're finally bringing this out. This is, please don't feel bad about this. Because, I mean, you have a different style of doing things. And sometimes people who are doing the wrong thing that are making the movement as a whole look bad need to be exposed. Because if they continue doing what they're doing, the rest of society then to them as the example of what we all are.
Well, it's interesting you're calling in because I was a guest on your show on Crotch Shot Radio. People can look that up.
Yep.
And we were talking about this very thing. And what was I doing? I was sticking up for Luke Radowski, sticking up for We Are Change. And I was telling you, I'm not my brother's keeper. And if you think it's bad in New York, I mean, look what's – you should know what's going on in my backyard. And I've just finally reached the breaking point, Louie.
I've gotten ridiculed for going after Luke, you know, because I demanded transparency. You're demanding transparency. It's nothing wrong. This strengthens the movement because it forces people to have to think for themselves and actually open their eyes and wake themselves up to see what's going on. And then once I was kicked out of We Are Change for demanding transparency, it forced me to start doing things for myself more, start relying on myself more, start doing my own research, starting my own radio, and taking the initiative and going out there on my own. So basically, it was a blessing in disguise because it strengthened my backbone to do things. So, I mean, please don't beat yourself up.
I love Luke like a brother. You know, I told you he once gave me the shirt off his back. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. He's obviously been somewhat co-opted by Alex Jones. I mean, again, here's a carrot and a stick. Do what I tell you, or else. He's seen what happens to people that don't obey. We saw what happened to the Loose Change guys, how they have been split up and affected by all of this. We saw how Dylan Avery was accused of killing Barry Jennings. But because he wouldn't get right on the phone with Alex Jones and do an interview with him, I've got to go do a conference with these people next week, and I'm sorry that it's under these circumstances, but man, I'm getting this out now. I feel better already. I got to tell you, just letting this out finally and getting this out into the open, Louie, I already feel like I've taken a metaphorical shower here.
Yeah, I mean, look, the truth, it sets you free. The truth does set you free. And, I mean, sometimes you just got to, I mean, like, my tagline on my show is, I go after corruption. I don't care whose side you're on. It's if you're corrupt and full of it, I'm going to expose you, yeah, and I'm going to put you on Front Street.
Yeah.
And that's tough to be. You have to be that way. I'm not, you know, it's not trying to start a fight. It's trying to, you know, help people see.
Well, we're
okay,
all doing the best we're all doing the best we can, Louis. Before I let you go, because I got to get to all these calls. I mean, did you hear the Deborah Medina clip with Mark Davis? And did you feel like she was calling you despicable personally?
No, of course not. Because look, Ron Paul says that we are 9/11 truth is ridiculous. It's not. But I don't hate Ron Paul. He has to do to stay elected and stay electable. Electable. I mean, sorry. You know,
we're not asking you to. It doesn't mean you're going to sell us out on the Second Amendment. You're going to sell us out on the Constitution.
Yeah.
This is something very simple. We're not at the place where you can come out as a 9/11 truther and be elected governor of Texas. But I got to tell you, after that Glenn Beck interview, 9/11 truth all over the mainstream radio, all over the newspapers. It could be said that Deborah Medina has done more for 9/11 truth than just about anybody.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, but you're not going to get the perfect candidate. You're not going to get a candidate that is going to have all your ideals, all your beliefs. You're going to have to compromise.
We're all people, and we do make mistakes.
Sure.
And no, she hasn't handled some of this perfectly. That does not mean that she isn't fit to be the governor of Texas and to help us fight to get our freedoms back here and to put the stake in the heart of these two Bilderbergers. Thank you, Louie. I appreciate the call. Crotch Shot Radio, folks. Check it out. It's a good entertainment and good news. Area code 706. Thank you for holding. You're on Deadline Live.
Yes, Jack. I just wanted to say that I think a lot of this has to do with by the way, I love your show, and I like your delivery. I like your delivery with the show, but I think a lot of this has to do with his dogmatic approach to things. That not this is an evolution of a movement, and not everybody sees things in black and white.
Isn't dogma bad, though? I mean, that's a controlled,
absolutely,
rigid belief system.
Absolutely, it's like a cult. That's what with him, it's become like a cult, and he's this dogmatic leader. And
it's ironic,
you know,
that that's
and,
what he
and
said
if you're
about
not on
today.
His side, well, you're the enemy.
That's what he was so offended that Deborah Medina said that she agreed that the 9/11 truth is some kind of a cult, when he said the very same thing about her supporters today, including Jimmy Vaughn and Richard Reeves and all the people. I got an email from a guy. He's like, I heard about this as I was loading 500 signs or something into my trunk to go out and help Deborah Medina. I mean, he just cut the nuts off of everybody that's worked in this campaign. I mean, where do you get that kind of authority? Yes, it is rigid belief, controlled belief systems, and dogma that has him doing these things in many ways. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just take it with a grain of salt. I listen to a lot of the different shows, and I tolerate him, basically, and I like his researchers more than I do him. But I really love you and your show because you seem to have a better thought process, a freedom thinking, to where he has like a, I don't know, it's turned strange.
Well, I have an open mind, and whether or not I, you know, people like my show better or not is not the issue, but I do appreciate
Right, absolutely.
You know, I just keep an open mind here because, you know, the investigation isn't over ever. You're constantly looking and looking and looking, and if you lock yourself into a way of thinking, you're going to be closed down to new potential information. So, man, that's our whole thing here is keep an open mind.
You can't be rigid.
And put it all out there and set the record straight and let people think for themselves. Thank you so much
for your
call. I greatly appreciate it. Back to the phones. Area code 512-879-3805. Area code 214. You're on Deadline Live. Go ahead.
Afternoon, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Could be better, man.
Yeah, you sound like you're a bit of COINTELPRO.
I sound like what?
Sound like a bit of COINTELPRO. At least that's what Alex Jones would say.
Yeah, right.
I used to listen to him back on Liberty 1640.
Mm-hmm.
I used to listen to him all the time until the station manager switched him over to some other folks. And I've learned that man will say, I've got the evidence. I've got the evidence. I've got the evidence. He'll say that all day long. But he won't back it up with substance. He'll say things on principle. And
Yeah, he does. You know, and a lot of times he has to backtrack, and he gets you in trouble by saying that. That's for sure. Once I was in the studio with him, and I had actual documents, and he's saying on the radio, oh, I've got the documents right here. I'm holding them in my hand. He didn't even read them. For all he knew, I mean, he just had the story secondhand for me. Now, we did have the documents in that case. Not that it went anywhere, thank you very much. We had the death knell for the toll roads here. Documents snuck out to me. Didn't get a lot of help on that, but to some. And look, I mean, I'm not saying everything is bad about this guy, but man, I mean, if you look at the wreckage, and I once saw him give a speech about wreckers, and I thought that was one of his greatest speeches ever, and then I didn't know he was talking about himself.
Well, I've already voted for Deborah in the primary. I've been to a rally, and I'm going to be standing on the side of the roads come the second, to let people know they need to vote for her. And ever since I heard about who she was, and I listened to the interview on your radio station, and I even YouTubed the interview that Alex and her had, and he was a big supporter of her then, talking about how she's way better than any other candidate. But you're 100 times better. Radio personality, man. So
Whoa.
Don't worry about it.
That's very nice of you to say. I appreciate your support. Keep listening. Thank you so much.
Always, Jack. Take care.
All right. Let me get that one done, and we'll go ahead and go to area code 828. Thank you for calling into American Freedom Radio. You're on the air.
Hi, Jack. This is Cordy Howe.
Hey, Cordy. How you doing?
I'm doing good, darling. How are you doing?
I'm good. Look what you walked into. Cordy is one of our newest hosts right here on American Freedom Radio. What do you think of all this, Cordy?
I think that, number one, I'm really jazzed about coming on the network. Number two, I think you did a really good thing. Nobody could do it the way you could because you've been there. You've been on the inside. You've seen it all go down, I applaud you for that. I just wanted to call in and tell you that I support you. I'm proud of you. And take a deep breath now because you got it out. It's in the light. The light will take care of it, and you can keep moving on and being your bad butt self.
Technically, I'm not even done yet. There's more salacious information I guess I could spill. Cordy, do me a favor and write me at jackblood@hotmail.com, and I'd love to have you on as a guest and talk about the great effort that you put forward in your show. Tell people when it's on.
Okay, sure. I will drop you an email. Show starts back up on American Freedom Radio, Saturday, March 6th. It'll be on from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time every Saturday and Sunday. And I'm going to be hanging out with our girl Christy over at Tree Brigade on March 2nd. We're going to talk about how to make homemade hooch.
Something we all need to know. Cordite Country right here on American Freedom Radio. Thanks, and I'll have you up as an interview here real soon. I appreciate your support.
You bet, huh?
Going to, looks like Denver, area code 303. You're on Deadline Live, and you're live. Go ahead.
Hi, I appreciate you for all you've done. You've had a lot of good things to bring up, and Alex has too. Both of you guys have awakened a lot of people. But there's not a lot of problems that we have as an audience with exaggeration, is there? One of the problems I've seen is that there's a lot of people that operate on emotion only, and you just can't do that when you're talking about a spiritual revolution. Does anybody think about what structure this government will have when everyone is calmed down and not protesting? A lot of this that people say about Alex being bad or not saying the right thing, some of it's kind of humorous in a way, and I've always appreciated you when you were self-effacing and talked about how, gee, I guess nobody thought that was funny, or, no one's calling in. I must have said something wrong. People take you guys way too seriously because a lot of us have lives to live, and I'm one of those that is taking this pretty seriously in my own private life, that if what I have to face here in my job the precursor of Real ID Act or the things that will fall on the general public. I don't hear anybody on the radio just spread the message about everything that everybody has to face. It seems to be just about what Texas has to face or just about what Austin has to face.
Well, no. I mean, it is because we are in the middle of something just fantastic here, which is why I've had to sink to this level, I guess, today. No. I mean, obviously, we have done a year's worth of programming and talked about geopolitics and things all over the world. Obviously, Real ID was a huge issue for ours, and we're very glad that we're still, you know, somewhat winning that particular battle. No, I mean, but, you know, when you live here in Texas, and I think a caller on the Glenn Beck show really summed it up when he said, it's boiling over here. We don't care. We don't care about things like 9/11 truth or whatever, because we're about to have a major victory and send a shockwave through the establishment. And that's why we've been focused on issues in Austin and in Texas. And you're right. I try to get to everybody's stuff. In fact, if you have an issue I'm not covering, you'd like to see us cover, write me and I'll probably do it, you know?
Yeah. Well, 9/11 is the thing that got everybody fired up in either court, whether denying it or saying that something was up, and I don't think this should divide us all.
No, it should.
The wrath of man doesn't work the righteousness that we want. We can't see peace ahead of us if we don't calm down and just level-headed.
Well, and I try to be that, you know. I try to do that Monday through Friday and to the best of my ability, but again, I'm human. So certainly don't follow me. I'm not your leader. That's one thing I can say. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Do we have time to sneak in one more? If not, we'll hold you over. Right here in Austin, Texas. Area code 512. You're live on Deadline Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Jack. Can you hear me?
Yep. You're right in the middle of all this. What do you think?
Well, I was the guy that was cut off today on Alex's show when I tried to call in and have a discussion about his recent actions, and
will you stay with me? I'm not going to cut you off, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you over here, and we'll have you talk on the next break. Phone lines are basically open, so you can get in pretty fast at 512-879-3805. If you can't call, write me at jackblood@hotmail.com. I'll read your emails on the air. I apologize to all my guests I had scheduled today, but this is, again, just something I felt compelled to do. I'm sure I'm going to suffer the consequences here in a few minutes. Stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable death. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Deadline Live and Jack Blood are proud to announce our new bookstore. Okay, it's not really our online bookstore where you can get every title, book, and DVD you hear about on our live show. It's brought to you by the people at Brave New Books. BraveNewBookstore.com is the newest, bravest, and most complete bookstore online today. And their DVD selection has all the titles you need to decode the New World Order and fight the information war. BraveNewBookstore.com has awesome t-shirts to proudly display your patriotism and liberty stickers to alert the public at large. Brave New Books is physically located at 1904 Guadalupe Street under the Chase Bank building next to UT in Austin, Texas. So stop on by and maybe stay for one of their film showings. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com now to peruse the virtual bookstore and look for the Jack Blood recommended section. Or call them at 866-516-6623. 866-516-6623 to order the books and videos you hear about on Deadline Live. Be the resistance. Tell your friends about BraveNewBookstore.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
Well, here we are, folks, 90 minutes into the broadcast, and almost wholehearted support from our audience. That you know, makes sense. Same, Alex said the same thing today about his show, about 100% support for his point of view. We obviously disagree on that, but it is something deeper. This is something that has happened over and over and over again, and it will continue to happen. Now, I'm not going to ask you to boycott Alex Jones or to cancel your subscriptions or to withdraw your support or any of that. To me, it doesn't even exist until something like this happens, because I just don't listen to it. Any news that comes out of that channel, out of those websites, I can get anywhere else. It's cut, paste, and embellish over there. You know, I can talk about the integrity of the man. How many times he's lied to you on the air. I could talk about being in New York and not participating in the going to the strip clubs or whatever else is going on. I could tell you that I smoke marijuana with Alex Jones. I could tell you that I've drank with Alex Jones, and when he gets drunk, he can't hold his liquor and wants to fight everybody, his friends. I could tell you that he's got people pressured and wrapped around his finger and controls just about everything going on here in the alternative truth freedom movement in Texas, and he doesn't like what's happened with Deborah Medina, which is, usurps his power base. How is it going to look if she gets to be governor and he doesn't get interviews every time he wants it? This scares him, and so he's striking back. I got to tell you, if she doesn't win, you can blame it on him and Glenn Beck. This is a no-win situation for this guy. If she does win, he's on the outside. He ain't getting any interviews. I seriously doubt. Now, can we all reconcile through all of this? Can we? I'll be willing to go sit at a meeting and reconcile the whole thing and bury the hatchet once and for all. As long as I don't have to do anything ugly. As long as I don't have to lie to people. I mean, I could go on and on, but back to you, the callers. 512, we had to go to break, and like I said, I'm not cutting you off. Say your piece, man. Say whatever you want, as long as you don't swear. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. I, it was with a heavy heart that I
felt compelled to take Alex to task today in that particular venue, in that particular manner. As I said, I was cut off before I got to get to the to my original point, and I was hoping that the, I put in words what I basically wanted to say.
Well, he's going to listen to this show, I guarantee you, so you tell him what you wanted to tell him today, and he'll hear it secondhand on Deadline Live.
I'll try and be as brief as possible. Thank you for this opportunity. It's basically titled, "Okay, Alex, the gloves are off." I have known Alex Jones for many years. I have known many that were in his inside circle. I have supported him both physically and financially in the field of battle, even to the point of being an advertiser on his Sunday show. I've put my own reputation on the line, taking up for Alex, and trying to get people to focus on the information and not the messenger. After all, this is a psychological war that is being waged on us on a daily basis. Alex Jones' operation is the biggest gun that we have in this war. That should go without dispute. Needless to say, I was floored as I was loading 100 Medina yard signs and several 4x8s into my truck when I heard AJ turn his guns on Dever Medina. When I heard AJ carry on about how it is about morals and principles and that he has never betrayed anyone and was basically without fault, I snapped. When I tried to call into his show today and make the point of the need for humility and mercy, I was rudely cut off and then told by the call screener that I could basically stop listening and supporting and a few other unsavory things. I can no longer hold my tongue about Alex Jones. I will now try to make my point in written form, as I was not allowed to do with him directly. Is he a Vatican assassin, Zionist agent, or Jesuit operative? I think not. Is he sometimes an absolute infantile, egotistical megalomaniac that can't stand to share the spotlight with anyone? I think yes. The point is if he is going to go on the air and launch a raving tirade against Dever Medina, acting like he is without fault, then his feet need to be held to the same fire as well.
Yeah.
I understand his frustration with Medina trying to appeal to a larger audience by distancing herself from the obvious Glenn Beck attack that she unfortunately didn't see coming. I was one who advocated her going on the Beck show. I knew she would be attacked. I knew that her exposure would have exploded. My mistake was in assuming that she wouldn't know that she was going to be attacked. I think she actually believed that Glenn Beck was finally going to recognize her for being a Tea Party mom candidate and help further her slash our cause. Anyone who has known Alex over the many years has seen him pull stunts to gain more publicity. We have tolerated that because we knew it was worth getting the truth out to more and more people. Did he compromise his principles in doing that? Not in my opinion. This is I, Alex, and others have said, is a war, and sometimes extraordinary measures need to be taken in a war. But recently, a few local Austin articles came out about how the FCC was harassing people that were broadcasting the Alex Jones Show and other truth-oriented shows out of their homes. These people have put themselves and their homes at risk of being raided by the feds for trying to help get the message out. They have done this work for many years for no money whatsoever. Alex Jones was quoted in one of these articles, the Caveview article, not waffling, not playing politics, not flip-flopping, but outright, bald-faced lying about not knowing that his show was being rebroadcast and not knowing anything about the micro-radio stations here in Austin. This shocked me and hurt me, as I knew it was a lie and didn't understand why he would distance himself from the great patriots, taking the risk of their own lives and fortunes to help get his message out. Once again, I bit my tongue and I told myself that he must have had to cover his own rear end for some reason, and then swallowed hard to accept this compromise, as it once again must have been for the greater good. I felt horribly for the ones who must have felt left out to dry by Alex's shunning of them through a blatant, cowardly lie. He could have easily said that, "I don't have any control over these people wanting to broadcast my show and other truth-oriented shows. In fact, good on them for trying to wake up the rest of the population and taking the risks that they have." Instead, he took the coward's way out. He played dumb and acted like he didn't know them or about them. So I ask you and him, What is the difference between Alex Jones and Deborah Medina? Both, I believe, are trying to make a difference in saving this republic. Both are human and make mistakes and are far from perfect. But when Alex Jones goes on his show and sicks his supporters on Medina's campaign for doing something that he is guilty of doing himself, then I must take him to task. I would also ask you to also take him to task as well, as no one that is viewed as a leader in this revolution, be it Ron Paul, Deborah Medina, Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, etc., is immune from scrutiny. This is not a cult. I would ask you to ask Alex, what is the difference between what he did and what Deborah Medina did? Maybe you should call into his show and mention the article where he lied and acted like a coward and shunned the people who have selflessly supported him for years. My interest is not in trying to start a fight here, but if Alex is going to hold Medina to certain standards, then he needs to be held to the same standards. I will continue to go out today and finish putting up my signs, and will put in my vote for Deborah Medina, as she is the best shot that we have to put a stop to this insanity peacefully. I will try to gather myself up and try to forgive Alex for hypocritically attacking Deborah Medina, but it will not be easy, taking in consideration all of the work and sacrifice I have put, not only supporting him, but supporting Medina. I've searched and searched for the article where Alex lied about not knowing about the micro radio stations, when he himself is called into these radio stations while he was listening and driving his car. Until someone digs up this Caveview article, then I guess you'll have to take my word for it. I have no skin in this game other than the tremendous financial and physical support I've given both of these individuals. If Alex can say, well, if Medina can flip-flop on the 9/11 truther issue, then what else will she flip-flop on? Then I guess the question can be asked, if Alex can lie and distance himself from great, selfless people, taking risks to spread his information, then what else will he lie about? I'm just terribly upset at the recent turn of events that needed to vent. And, Jack, I appreciate the opportunity.
I can't even touch that.
To so.
Yeah, good job. I agree with almost all of that, and I wish I'd have said it. Good for you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thanks for allowing me. But keep up the great work, and we're going to consider sponsoring American Freedom.
Thank you.
Radio, as I'm relatively new to it. And
cool.
Thanks.
Keep up the great work.
We'll keep our eyes on the target. I don't want to start infighting here. No. I want to keep our eyes on the target in these remaining days that we have. And do the best we can with what we have.
That's right.
And keep marching on.
Thank you so much.
Keep on, brother.
Appreciate
your
call. Wow. That's pretty heartfelt. It reminded me when he was talking about how Alex has sicked his fans on Deborah Medina, and how I was reading these comments on YouTube and whatnot, and people were calling her a bitch and a whore. Just tore my heart out, man. This is the thanks you get. I want to read your email comments. I'll take this call. It is from area code 804. You're on Deadline Live.
Hey there, Jack. I just wanted to say I listen to the radio show as much as I can, and I think it's a great show, and I appreciate your very heroic fight against the New World Order. And I just want to say that I don't want to get too much into the argument regarding Deborah Medina, but I think that it's very possible, that she may have been threatened. I mean, I was very shocked, when I heard, her flip in the total opposite direction. Do you think that that's a possibility?
Well, look, I mean, she feels responsible. I can't speak for her, first of all, but she feels responsible for all the people that have worked on her campaign all this time. I think she felt like she let them down by, not just confronting Glenn Beck when he initially asked this question, which was obviously a setup. They uh-huh. turned the tables, and it didn't go away. It kept coming back, she's trying to fix this for you, for me, for all our campaign workers, for everyone that supports her and sends her money. And it's just an impossible position. And yeah, I mean, we all know she could have handled it better. I mean, this is what happens when you don't have a professional, slick, talk out of both sides of their mouth candidate. And she just, I don't think there's a way to handle this other than not go on all these shows, which she needs to win. So it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. I don't believe 9/11 truth has really anything to do with governing Texas, personally. Though I can tell you, again, she's a lot closer to your and my beliefs than she is to Glenn Beck or Mark Davis.
Well, thank God for that. I mean, it's just, I think it points out, you know, how much pressure is on these people who may know that 9/11 truth is the right way to go, but they just feel that they can't. There's so much pressure on them. And it's just a crazy world.
Yeah,
but
she is completely overburdened. I mean, they've got her doing 20, 30 interviews a day, going to six or seven towns across the state back and forth. They've had near plane crashes. Anything you can imagine has happened. And, yes, they've been massively threatened. That wouldn't force her to say anything. She's saying what she can to keep the campaign together and to win, to get at least the runoff with Rick Perry here on the 2nd of March and to win for Texas. She's one of the most selfless people I have ever met.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think the radio show you're doing is great, and I appreciate your support of her in this, you know, very stressful time.
That's right.
But I think that both you and Alex Jones are fighting for 9/11 truth. I just think that maybe would it be fair to say that the both of you come at it from just slightly different tactics or slightly different points of the establishment? Do you think that's
sure? Well, I guess. I mean, in a way, but we all, you know, we're all different, and that's the good thing about, you know, the fact that now, when I started doing radio, there was no radio on the internet. You know, I mean, we didn't have all this stuff that we have now. Any opinion you want, any style, any voice, any kind of personality, you can probably find them out there. I've certainly believed that over the years we have different styles. For some reason, he was threatened by mine. I was never threatened by him.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to get some threats here after the show today. I'll probably be threatened. Hey, sue me. Go ahead. I've got nothing.
Listen, Jack, I think you do a great job with the radio show, and I'm sorry for the pressure that this has put you under, and just keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, and keep listening. I appreciate it. Folks, tell people about what we're doing here. We'll get back to regular programming tomorrow. In fact, John Joseph will be my guest. I am going to take area code 512 when we come back, read a few of your emails, and close the door on this issue, hopefully forever. Deadline Live, Jack Flynn, American Freedom Radio. We'll be right back.
Is snoring keeping you or your partner awake at night? Well, it's time to get a better night's sleep. From New Zealand comes Stop Snoring Natural Throat Spray. Stop Snoring is a unique blend of natural oils and herbs that moisturize and lubricate the throat and soft palate. Stop Snoring Natural Throat Spray helps alleviate the noise of snoring. Stop Snoring Throat Spray is made of four natural oils plus herbs and peppermint, so it tastes great when you use it. And Stop Snoring Throat Spray is shipped direct to you from New Zealand, so you get it at a great price. Get the handy 1.6-ounce spray bottle right now for just $14.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. Or get three bottles shipped direct to your door for just $49.95. That's a savings of $10. Order right now by calling the Snoring Hotline at 1-866-252-1057. That's 1-866-252-1057. Stop Snoring Throat Spray from New Zealand. Call 1-866-252-1057 now. Imported by Biz New Zealand, Christchurch, New Zealand.
Do you believe that there could be treason in America? Rogue elements at the highest levels of our government. Powerful men bent on greed and world domination. Join us as we discuss 9/11, the wars, and our broken Constitution. Speakers include founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage, mother and activist Cindy Sheehan, Able Danger whistleblower Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, Time Magazine Person of the Year 2002, former FBI agent and whistleblower Colleen Rowley, 9/11 family member Bob McElvain, Loose Change filmmakers Dylan Avery and Corey Rowe, FX Rescue Me star, actor and activist Daniel Sujata, filmmaker Jonathan Elinor, 9/11 family member Manny Badillo, 9/11 researcher and writer John Gold, filmmaker and activist Kyle Hentz, radio personality Jack Blood, Valley Forge Convention Center, March 6th and 7th, TreasonInAmericaConference.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Don't miss Deadline Live with Jack Blood. He doesn't just cover the news, he uncovers the news. Weekday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
One more call from 512. Before I do, just to let you know, not everybody agrees with our callers today, myself. We've gotten a few emails that are, in the contrary, a little suspicious about what's happening and not sure what to think. The seed has been planted. Here's one. I'm not in Texas, but I did take a step back the notch or two when Ron Paul played politics to distance himself from the movement, but he has a proven track record that is mostly positive, where not only did Deborah Medina have to know this was coming and should have handled it better, she has no record in government, so how does anyone know that under the pressure she won't fold? Well, that's actually not true. You see, you got to do your homework. She was the chair of the GOP in her town in Wharton County. She took on and sued the massive Republican machine here and survived. No, she didn't fold on principle. Letter continues. I understand the sheep aren't ready to be unsheepled, but AJ's stance was that it didn't matter that she wasn't a truther, that she threw the movement under the bus instead of standing up to them and saying, what has this got to do with Texas politics? She's tried to say that over and over and over again. They won't leave her alone. He says, I'm not a truther, but people have a right to their opinions, as she has really been trying to say all along. Even Lia caller said, if you're not a truther, then you're a liar, no matter what the truth. That's been said. It's better than being a liar. Yeah, what's the opposite of a truther? A liar. He says his, I guess Alex Jones' ego turns me off, but he didn't say he didn't know who to vote for, but until they hear otherwise, he guesses he's still going to vote for her. Well, isn't that nice? His people are calling her a bitch and a whore, but he's still going to be voting for her. Playing politics is politics. I hate that you have to lie to get where you want to be, but if she does get in and proves worthy, great. If she folds, well, it's probably obvious in her inexperience and mishandling of this situation. Well, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. She's learning from this. When she's in, she doesn't have to go along anymore. She's not that kind of a compromiser, folks. It's the Constitution or nothing. She's going to block every piece of legislation that comes her way. She's going to get us detached here from this incursion by the federal government. I believe that, and I know that to be true. I can't prove a negative. Until she gets elected, I'm afraid that you're just not going to know. A lot of positive calls here. I'm going to see if I can get to this other one that might have disagreed with us a little bit. I think this is it from Sue. You have a great show. Thanks for your input on our country's fight to stand up for the truth and bringing information into what's going on. Here's my take on Deborah Medina. She is the one to blame for the trouble she's in with the 9/11 truthers. Please listen and play what Deborah had said on the Mark Davis interview. I have multiple times. She agreed with Mark Davis when he said the 9/11 truther movement was a cult and despicable people. She agreed with him, and she really messed up. I love her, but she is not standing on her principles that she lead us to believe that she stood for. She has really disappointed us. Yes, maybe she's better than the other candidates, again, lesser of the weevils. But how can people trust her anymore when she is put under pressure on other issues? This isn't other issues. This is 9/11 truth. The government was involved in the 9/11 attacks, which is considered heresy in all forms of the media and by a good portion of the electorate, I'm sorry to say. Can we be realistic, folks? Can you put yourself in her shoes? What would you have done? Oh, I would have done it all better. You know, I always hear that, and actually, I remember some of Alex Jones's listeners calling in and going, you didn't handle that the right way. I would have done it better. You know, until you're in the hot seat, you really don't know, do you? You know, we look at where her heart is at and not what she's really pinned down and almost forced to say on a neocon radio show. I mean, we've got to win this election. That is the number one priority. 9/11 truth. They ask her about chemtrails. What does she say? Until this is you, you just don't know, do you? Let me go take this last caller here. I think I can find you. Are you still there? Well, we got at least two more. I don't think I can get you in unless you go quick. 512, this concerns you. You're in Texas. Go ahead.
You got me?
I got you.
Hey, Jack, this is Kevin. I heard a little bit of your interview today, not all of it, but I heard you might have used me as an example. That's good for that.
I didn't mention your name, but if you want to do that, go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, this isn't my genre any longer. You know, I'm not a radio warrior any longer, but it was a long time coming, you doing what you had to do today, and the parts I heard, I didn't hear anything that was out of line or incorrect from my perspective, and I was pretty close to the inside of that. I got a call from Mike Hansen, kind of my predecessor, not really my predecessor. We worked together for a long time also, and he was catching heat in Gonzales, and there's just confusion, you know. There's confusion about what do we do, what does this mean, and I'll agree, I didn't like what she said. I understand why she said it. I just think, why are we piling on? Why, you know, the tactic that the elite use, the New World Order, whatever, they just ignore it. You ask the question right to their face, and they didn't quite hear you. They wave, they move on. We could, I think, in this opportunity, there was some discretion that should have been used, and I'm just tired as everyone that knows the real story. I mean, Mike that called in earlier, he's been used as an example in the past. His plight, his story. And I mean, you're talking about longtime supporters, old guard guys that were at the gun rally, guys that are happy that there's people like John Bush out there carrying the weight and doing all the fine work that TAG was doing. And who knows if they'll even exist. So this is not a one-off thing. This has happened so many times before. You finally did what you had to do, and maybe you should have done a long time ago, but who knows. But my personal problems are my personal problems. I've never, and I was on the air after that, I never made it ever went after Alex on the air or said anything, because that's a personal thing between him and me. But when you start to wreck and affect our last best shot at restoring our state's rights, then I have to step up just as you did.
Yeah.
And I'm not happy about this all. Hopefully, you'll be able to survive this and weather it.
Not going
to
like this show.
God bless you, Jack. You're the man.
Thank you. Area code 972. You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead. Put something on the record.
Jack Blood.
Yep.
Hey, this is Chris Geo. How are you doing?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, quick comments. Number one, Deborah Medina is a politician. She's got to do what the political arena tells her to do. I don't think she's turning her back on us, but she is a politician when it comes down to it. So that's, you know, the bottom line, in my opinion. I don't think she's throwing anybody under a bus. She's just got to go with the mainstream.
Yeah. I'll talk to you later on your show. Thanks, Chris, for that. And Truth or Girls coming up next. I'll see you tomorrow with John Joseph from the Cro-Mag. Stay with us.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs.
Percolite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Percolite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Perky water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
I want it!
Rants Radio with Jeff Rents. Deadline Live with Jack Blood. The Truth Brigade. Truth Jihad Radio. Liberty Cafe. Weird Radio Russell Dowden. And so much more. American Freedom Radio.